This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. As always, you can download for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. You know that, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google Play. Appreciate all the support that I've gotten, and you're hopefully more to continue. As you guys know, I've been spotlighting a local business every month, and this month I'm spotlighting the Detroit Sports Cards and Collectibles Shop in St. Clair Shores. And what do you know? I have the two guys that own the place, Mark and Lowell, on from Detroit Sports Cards and Collectibles right now. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Going on. Good. Thanks for doing the spotlight for us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So right now, we're, you know, this is mid-November here. We're heading into holiday season. People are buying gifts. We talked about this on the air on my show, that the show I produced, that you know, just Lion stuff is flying off the shelves as far as, like, you know, merchandise and gear and jerseys. What about cards? Like, have you guys seen an uptick, and you guys expect to see an uptick on Lions, you know, cards for the holidays as gifts or even gifts for themselves?
Yeah, there's definitely been an uptick. Most cool cards of the Lions that we get in the shop sell within a week. So, like, we're constantly turning them over. Now we're seeing more memorabilia sell too than we have before, which usually sells more in the holiday season than the year, because it's like, it's easier to buy those as gifts than it is cards. But the Lions are definitely the hottest thing in the shop. That is for sure.
That is true. You guys also sell other things other than cards. So if people are looking for other gifts, like you said, memorabilia. And, you know, last we spoke on the podcast, this is your second time on the podcast, guys. Oil cans as well. Have you bought any oil cans since we last spoke?
We've not bought any oil cans. We did get a bunch of stuff from the Comerica Park garage sale that they had.
Nice.
I think the coolest thing we got from there, they had the goggles that the players wear when they celebrate in the locker room. So we got a box full of those. Those are pretty cool.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, we got some signs from around the stadium. What else do we get?
Bobblehead.
Yeah, a lot of bobbleheads.
Posters. Yeah, a couple big signs with some leftover hat they had.
Yeah, I actually had someone from the Tigers on for a previous episode of the podcast for the garage sale, and I've spoken to the Tigers since, and they said it was the biggest and most attended one so far. So this thing was packed. How, I mean, when you guys went down there, did you guys wait in line? Did you guys get there early? Like, how did that work out?
We actually sent somebody for him.
Nice.
One of our customers, he's a younger kid. He loves going to find stuff for us. So he was like, I'm going down first thing, so I'll find you guys as much stuff as I can. And he came back with like two carloads full of stuff.
Oh my God. Nice, nice. Good stuff. So, you know, one of the reasons I'm spotlighting you guys this month, and I want to let you guys put the word out on what you guys got going on this month, as far as, I know you guys have something going on for Black Friday, right?
Yep. So Black Friday and that whole weekend, we got supplies on sale, box deals, singles, all our value bins will be half off or better. We're doing a trade night Black Friday from 6 to 8. You can buy, sell, and trade in here anytime, any day, but we're doing a special from 6 to 8 on Friday night. So anyone's welcome. We'll do some giveaways for that too. So we're pretty excited about that weekend.
So for people that don't know, where are you guys located and what's the phone number they can call you at to ask you for more details and things like that?
Yep. We are in St. Clair Shores at 12 Mile and Harper, just north of 12 Mile on the east side. Our phone number is 586-859-7091.
Yeah, so for all you East Siders, there's a card shop and collectible shop for you. And then, like you heard Lowell say, I mean, that you can come in at any time and look to, you know, buy, sell, or trade. But that night specifically hopefully gets a bunch of other collectors out, so you'll see other things from other guys around the area that you might not necessarily see, you know. And you guys, I know, are always looking to buy, so.
Always.
Yep. Oil cans as well, as we mentioned many times. So I'd actually, honestly, at this point, I want someone to sell you guys an oil can, so.
I would love to see one in here.
or an oil can Boyd card, close enough. So
yeah, there you go.
So speaking of baseball though, guys, Topps Chrome update is all the rage, all the talk right now. By the time the release of this episode, the first batch for almost every local shop I know, and I know of a lot in the area, you guys know this, have sold out of their cases that they're allowed the first time around. Second time around, it's gone up. And it's all because of basically Paul Skeens, right? I mean, is he the biggest thing in the hobby as we speak of right now?
This product is probably the hottest product I can remember in a while. And it's because of the bounty that they put on a Skeens card for sure. So I don't know if any listeners know, the the Pittsburgh Pirates put a bounty out for the card. They're giving 2 season tickets behind home plate for 30 years.
30 years, people.
30 years. A softball game for 30 of your friends to play on the field. A private tour of the stadium. A meet and greet with Skeens. 2 Paul Skeens signed jerseys. And you can, go to batting practice and spring training with the team as well.
And then his girlfriend, who's much more famous than him, actually, Livy Dunn, has decided to also up the ante and throw in a, I guess you could watch a game from her suite with her at some point during the year as well.
Yep. And then Seth Myers, who I believe is a Pirates fan, he threw in VIP passes to his show for his late night show one night and a tour of his spot. So everybody's throwing stuff in the mix.
So why are the Pirates doing this? Because they want the card for Paul, or they just want publicity? Like, well, what's the deal with this? Why such a big bounty for this card for Paul Skeens from the Pirates, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I would think if they just want to showcase it in belt, maybe.
Yeah, I would think they just want to showcase it themselves, maybe. Just have it be a coming attraction to the park or something.
Oh, you mean a museum piece or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, if he plans on being a pirate for the rest of his life, you know, that would be one of the greats.
Yeah, this is pretty big. Like, people are getting into the card thing so much, community, that, you know, this has never been done before, I feel like. You know, just getting involved with these bounties and things. And they're not the only ones now. Ken Golden of Golden Auctions has come out and said, listen, guys, great offer by the Pirates, right? I don't even know if he said great offer. He said, listen, before you take that offer from the Pirates, come see me. I want to basically sell this ball for you, and you'll get more than you can that offer is, you know? So, I mean, he didn't necessarily put a bounty out there, but he's like, call me. Like, hey, let's make a deal, or let's
talk. Yeah, he's almost promising more.
Yep.
That he will get more for it in his auction than anything that the Pirates have offered so far.
Yeah, and according to Darren Revell of Collect, he estimated the seats and everything, the value of what the Pirates are offering for, I think it's over $2 million because of the 30-year behind the home plate. So I don't know if the math works out, but and I don't know if anyone would pay $2 million straight up for that card, you know? So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, it's tough because it's one of the biggest rookie cards in baseball to come out in a while. And we've seen astronomical numbers on things before, so you never really know. I mean, maybe $2 million is short, you know?
It's weird, though, but you guys know this as well as I do. I get it. Paul Skeens, a phenomenal pitcher, phenomenal player. He's got I don't care what you say, you like it or don't like it. The fact that he has a very world-famous type, you know, girlfriend helps his, you know, his marketability and all that stuff, and helps the value of the card. But with all that being said, he's still a pitcher, and pitchers generally don't get this kind of money for cards. I mean, is this are people, I don't want to, hey, I know what you guys do for a business and everyone else, you know, but I don't want to oversell this, but he's still a pitcher.
No, I agree. I would never pay that much for this guy. if we were actually talking about it before the show, we have some mega boxes over there. You think it's in here? Should we open? What would we do if we got it?
Yeah.
You know, I would sell it immediately, but you never know. Yeah, I mean, who is the most expensive pitcher in history?
That's what I'm saying, right?
You know what I mean? Even when you think about it, it's kind of, you know, I think it's more just a piece of collector history than it is the actual player at this point.
I mean, it's a phenomenal card. It's his one-of-one MLB debut patch in this card. For people that don't know the exact card, there's only one of them. They grabbed the patch from his uniform when he made his debut as a Pirate. And they did this for a lot of the rookies. And as of this taping, Ellie De La Cruz has already been pulled by one of the breakers. Mm-hmm. Though that was one-on-one pack, which was the other chase card in this set. But publicly, the Paul Skeens has not been pulled yet. That doesn't mean it has, you know, I don't know, some local collector did it and he hasn't said anything, but it hasn't been pulled by a breaker on the camera or anything. And I like the fact that you mentioned the mega boxes. And it doesn't have to be from a hobby box.
Yeah, I think it's hobbies and megas that they come in. I don't know if they come in blasters, but I know you can pull them in Mega.
Okay. And to be honest with you, to pull any MLB debut patch is money. Like to anyone, those
it doesn't matter who it is. It's like they probably started $1,000.
Yeah. So, but also, people, this is a gamble. I've seen people get skunked, like not even get an auto, which I guess is not supposed to happen. But so just be careful. You know, this is kind of like gambling in many ways. So enjoy the cards. And by the way, just because you don't get Paul Skeens doesn't mean you're not going to get some rookie that no one knows of right now that might be the next Mike Trout or Otani or whoever. Because I remember the old videos of guys pulling Trout cards, not knowing who he was, and just kind of tossing them aside.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pull that guy. So, I mean, so you guys, as of right now, like I said, you're out of the hobby boxes for Topps Chrome, but do you have mega boxes in store?
We have megas in store. We have some more hobbies coming in. I'm not sure when. You could just give us a call and we'll let you know when or if we got them. But yeah, we've sold out pretty quickly what we've gotten in, but we've got more coming.
Yeah, I mean, and you aren't the only one. So, but give them a call and hopefully it'd be awesome if this came from Michigan. Like I know so many like local shops. Do you guys, this isn't like the lotto when like a liquor store gas station sells the winning lotto ticket, they get a piece. Like you don't get anything, right?
We were talking about that too, because one of our good customers who buys a lot of these boxes, they're like, if he pulls this, he better hook us up. What do you think we should ask for?
but there's nothing that's like written, you know, in law that you guys.
No, agree. Definitely not. I wish, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Oh man. So, I mean, other than updating Paul Skeens, what else is going on? Or is that just like that's it right now? Like that's all anyone's talking about.
Pretty much. There's some in the next week. Like I think Mosaic Football comes out. That's kind of a big one. So it should start with the better new football products.
Is that the new rookie class? Right.
Yep. The new one. Like there's some 24 products out now, but the Mosaic comes out next week, so that'll kind of boost football again. The biggest thing in the hobby now, it's honestly baseball's been bigger in the last month or two than, and I don't know if it's just around here because the Tigers made that run, or if it is like the good rookie class that's this year, but like baseball's been more popular than we can remember since we opened the shop.
That's good, because I've always heard that, you know, especially from the older collectors, like baseball cards are kind of like the heartbeat of the hobby in many ways. Like is, you know, that's kind of what started off from way, way, way back, of course. And now, I mean, I feel like a lot of the pub goes to like modern football, modern basketball, but baseball is kind of, and you just mentioned it's been really hot. And I think as long as baseball stays strong, collecting is usually pretty strong.
I think it's for two reasons. I think baseball, the sealed wax is much better value. So you can get absolutely murdered on a basketball or football box that you're probably paying twice as much for a similar tiered box in baseball. And the other thing is there's just more collectors in baseball than there are in other sports. It's been around obviously for 100 years. And a lot of like the quote unquote flippers are doing the basketball and the football, cause that's what everybody's, you know, they're into. And then the collectors are kind of doing the baseball. I mean, that's a broad brush to paint it with, but I think that's kind of like why baseball is what it is. It is the heartbeat of the hobby. I agree.
You're right about the value though, because the basketball and football, they have seemed to jump to like prices where it's kind of out of reach for some collectors, you know, even retail stuff. Like the hobby stuff was always a little bit more, but obviously if retail goes up, hobby is going to go up. But with baseball, it's a little more affordable. The value is more there. There's more players, but also you can collect, I think you can get more rookies and more prospecting, you know, and they don't have to be, like I mentioned, you know, a guy who's like Paul Skeens or Ellie right off the bat. There is a guy in this class that could be the next that no one's really talking about at all. That just hasn't got his time yet.
Yeah, for sure. And football is also like the quarterback drives the market. And like, if you look at the last few years, like even there's only maybe one in a class that really hits it. And some classes don't have any of them that hit. So they're just astronomical prices. And then 2 years later, these guys aren't even on the team anymore. It doesn't happen as much in baseball. So there's that. It's just, I just think it's better value of sealed stuff.
Yeah. Do you guys, for like retail though, I mean, that's something like if someone's looking for a gift or whatever, you can still afford some like blasters are fun for kids. You know what I mean? Like it's like, you may not have, I guess, as good of a chance as like certain autos or certain patches, but I think it's still fun. You can still pull numbered stuff. You still pull some decent cards out of them.
Yeah, I think they've been doing a little better job putting up into the Megas and Blasters than they had before. Retail products gotten a little bit better. That we've seen lately, anyway. I mean, so the we saw a bunch of Megas of the Topps Chrome, the baseball update get open, and he had just a bunch of color, bunch of numbered, a few autos out of maybe like 8 Megas. So we're seeing more of that stuff in both Panini and Topps stuff, really. But it's definitely affordable. You can, there's a product for everyone for sure.
So Mark, like we're just talking, we're pretty sure you can pull the debut patches out of the Megas, but, and not sure out of the retail. Do you think, in your opinion, that big cards like this, like MLB debut patches, should only be able to be pulled in hobby? Or is that something that, hey, I could should be able to pull out of a freaking cello pack? If you know what I mean? Like, it could be anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think it should be spread out through everything in the hobby and retail. So everyone has a chance to get it, you know? Not everyone can afford the $300
boxes. A guy who's got a little bit more money, hey, he deserves more. Like, I deserve to only get this because I'm buying the more expensive product. It shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not everyone can afford that. So, I mean, you got to make it fair for everyone. So I think that's a good idea to be able to get out of the Megas too.
I think back in the day, like even the late 90s and early 2000s, you could go to a gas station and pull a huge card out of, like, I think super refractors were like available at, you know what I mean? Like 7-Eleven. But now, you know, if they release that stuff, it's probably going to be honestly like only hobby boxes can pull, like, you know. Because I know Topps is getting back into basketball. They don't have the license yet, but once they do, and those are going to be wild. Like, I know they kind of released the Wemby stuff just because they had to get Wemby stuff out. But I'm personally, this is just personal opinion, I'm not a huge fan of unlicensed stuff. I don't care where it comes from. That's just me. I think Leaf is a fun product, don't get me wrong, but it's fun. It's not to me like something where I like desire to have that in my PC, like, as, you know, forever type card. So
it's fun to have Topps Chrome and Topps product back. I think they should have waited. Like, this, they had to get the Wemby autos in there and the Wemby rookies. And
CJ Stroud autos, too, right?
And the Stroud, yeah, they had to do it. I think the football product is much better than the basketball. Uh-huh. It's not great, but it's, like, hiding the no licenses a little bit better.
Yeah.
But the basketball, I feel like they just threw out there. And they made a bunch of parallels that aren't that cool, and they just some of the jersey numbers are wrong. Like, they really – it's like, I don't know. The Topps Chrome basketball, there's cool stuff in there. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to have it back, but I think they rushed it, and I think they should have waited, but they had to do what they had to do.
Yeah, I get it, man. But like I said, I didn't teach their own, you know, and by the way, Wemby still sells very well. So for all the people that, you know, that buy it, you know, and hoping for a return on investment, you could still get it. You know, I mean, I think for me, it's just because you guys know I'm just a collector at heart. You know, so I just, I'm looking to buy stuff to keep for the most part. Will I sell and flip something? Sure. But then in the end, it's just to fuel more of my PC and things like that. So, and I PC Jordan, as a lot of people know. Any cool cards come through the shop lately in general? It doesn't have to be Jordan, but just any cool stuff that you've picked up that you're like, well, I haven't seen this in a while, or I haven't ever seen this ever.
We actually bought our first Kobe auto that we've had in the shop. It's a numbered rookie. He's in his high school jersey, but it's a cool auto. It's a cool card. We haven't had one of those in here.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. That's a great card. That's a big card. That's a
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that. And we also came across Gold LeBron Mosaic Prism. That was pretty.
Oh, yeah.
The 2018 Lakers.
2018, yeah. The first year they did Mosaic.
Yeah, that was, we moved that pretty quick with all the big LeBron focus.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron stuff is, for how, I mean, where he stands in like the big scope of like player, like, well, GOATs or best players of all time, I think his stuff is actually, you know, not as high as it could be and maybe should be in the long run. We'll find out where he ends up. But right now, I think he's kind of affordable for a GOAT, if you ask me, for a lot of his stuff.
He is for the level he's at. But is he going to have, is he with Topps now?
Yeah, he switched over.
Yeah, due to all his old autos, you know, like those are the exquisite stuff and all the older stuff that's really expensive. It might, if I was hanging on to those, I'd be kind of upset he has new autos, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Yeah, I would be a little bit too, but the exquisite stuff's been running hot like crazy. And that's the thing about the Jordan stuff too. I hope he never, ever leaves Upper Deck. Like, I'm not like, I'm not like a Goodwin guy, so I won't like, I'm not into his autos there. But I mean, for as far as like playing days for basketball, like nothing beats an Upper Deck Jordan auto, in my opinion. And I hope it stays that way for, I hope, you know, Panini or Fanatics, whoever, they like, can never pull him away, you know. And I just hope it's, I don't know if it's a lifetime contract or not, but I know he's never been anywhere else. So I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, it's been like
30 years, I think.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. Like they got Tiger, Wayne Gretzky, him. Yeah. So they got some big boys. The fact that they lost LeBron was a little, I don't want to say it was shocking because money talks in the end, but right. I kind of wished he was an Upper Deck guy forever, but that's the day we live in now, man. You know, it's like the highest bidder type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, besides the cards, though, I see like people can't see this because we're looking at each other on video, but you guys got a lot of frame stuff behind you. Is there any like cool non-sports stuff? I see, like, I feel like I see some non-sports pictures back there. Like, what else you guys got in shop for people?
Like, for a little while when I wasn't collecting cards, I got into just 8x10 signed photos of like my favorite actors and pop culture stuff. So I have like, we don't even have enough wall space in here for all the stuff that we have, but we've got like, who sold a Creed Bratton auto yesterday from The Office. That was a cool framed one.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, we got, I have a bunch of like The Wire. That's a big show for me, so I had a bunch of The Wire auto actors.
What else? A little nonsense.
Do you guys attend like the Comic Cons or anything like that?
I haven't. I want to. We were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, that'd be a cool thing to go check out. I've never seen one with the different pop culture and all that.
Yeah, like people like, well, I mean, it turns into like, I know it's called Comic Con, but this kind of turned into like favorite TV show con. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's turned into like 90s TV show con. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, you got like, it goes from Power Rangers to like One Tree Hill. You know, it doesn't like, it's weird. I mean, well, I don't care personally, but because I think if there's someone that you've been wanting, like, hey, I'm a big Sophia Bush fan. I'm not going to lie, you know? So, I mean, it doesn't matter if I see her at your shop or down at Suburban Novi or whatever. <It's> like, but The Office is a pretty popular show. I feel like, the Walking Dead and Game of Thrones, do those still sell? I don't know if you guys know this off the top of your head or anything, but
we had a, I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy, but we did come across a Lord of the Rings auto that we sold. It was like, I don't know who it was, but like they were, those, some of those autos are big cards. Like, oh, I didn't even know. Yeah. I had no idea. I actually got, somebody had like half of the cast of Parks and Rec autos, which then for me, I'm like, well, I'm not going to sell them. I'm just going to complete the set. So I just started buying all those until I'm done. So those are pretty cool. I like that stuff. I think the Leaf Pop Century product's one of my favorites every year.
That is a fun one. Is there a Chase this year in that one, or is it, you know what I mean? Is there?
Yeah, I don't know who the big one was this year. I don't think there was like a huge one. They didn't really market it like that.
I just saw right before I came on here with you guys that the freaking Haktua girl is signing with Leaf, and I know she signed with Leaf already, but the cards,
we have one in here, I think.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay,
so you know what she's doing now with Leaf? I just saw her sign a bunch of it. They're grabbing that jersey she wore that she threw out the first pitch to at like a Mets game or something, and they're putting that up in cards. Yeah.
For her. Talk to a RPA.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an RPA anymore. It's
yeah, right.
It's a patch auto.
Yeah, she did the 15 minutes of fame right.
Yeah, she did. She's still going.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little shocked here. I mean, what's like, is she going to spit on a card? And then is that going to be the 101? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, anyway, I give her credit. Like I said, I didn't realize this. I don't know who her management team is, but they're squeezing juice out of this orange or lemon.
They could use the raid.
Ridiculous, ridiculous. So what are your holiday hours going to be? You guys going to be open up 7 days a week? I mean, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? I mean, what's going on? Let the people know that want to get down there and get some stuff for the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, we're always open Monday through Sunday, 10 to 7. Thanksgiving, we might be open up a couple of hours. You never know. Then definitely open Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I mean, if one of us isn't busy or something, we might pop in. You never know.
So, I mean, can people always expect to see one of you two guys there? Or do you guys have you have that kid that went to the garage sale sitting up there by himself at some point?
Yeah, I'm usually here every day, every morning, because we all have, like, different day jobs. So I run the shop when I'm here, and then everyone else kind of comes in sporadically. Sundays, we're all here. So we all come and hang out on Sundays, watch football. That's when, if anyone wants to sell stuff, we usually tell them to bring it in on Sunday because we're all here and we all collect different stuff, or we can all go through a collection together. So Sunday's usually a party here.
Nice, nice. Because then you guys aren't the only ones. Like they're dealing, right? There's other. Don't you have other dealers there? Or
yeah, there's three of us that mainly run the place, and then one of his he has a couple kids in here that have showcases, and then a couple of our other buddies we like rent showcases to. Okay. So there's like eight different guys in here, and we all kind of specialize in different stuff and do different things. So that's why we always have like a lot of variety of singles and different items that we're constantly turning over, because we all collect different things.
Uh-huh. That's nice. That's actually good. Like, yeah, you never know. Like, you're not going to know what any of the six other guys are going to bring in any day or any week that they might pick up on their own or whatever. What about as far as is it still fun for you guys? I know you just mentioned you have other jobs and things like that, and obviously you loved collecting, decide to settle down and open up a shop. But yeah, Mark, is this still fun for you, man?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I come here, I don't consider it work. I just consider just hanging out still, always meeting new people. I mean, I have a blast doing it. So, I mean, one day if I could make this a full-time job, I would love to, but right now it's still just a fun side thing for us.
Have you guys ever thought about doing breaks or doing whatnot or doing live sales or anything like that? Or is it right now we just got to focus on the shop itself?
For us, it's more of a time thing. So yeah. It's on the list of things we want to get to kind of thing, but like we don't have, there's so much other stuff we want to do here that it's really hard to get a consistent live stream, we did it a couple times, but I think it's, we just don't have the time yet to do it like a same consistent day every week kind of thing. We'll get there eventually.
It is. It's definitely time consuming. That's for sure. But, I know like, there's other things you could do too, like set up at shows, but that's another time consuming thing, and not just like, you don't just show up. You got to get the cards ready. You got to get them, load up what you think is going to sell to get there early, set up, then break it down and all that stuff. And that's on top of having someone at the shop, I'm sure. So it's just, it's fun. And like, I know Mark, you said you're having fun still and all that stuff, but, for anyone thinking about doing it, it still is work. And I know a lot of people are doing it like kind of like on their own without a brick and mortar place. They're just, doing it from their house.
Yeah. I mean, Any collector can be a business, essentially how it is now. I mean, there's so many different marketplaces that you can use. They're like, everybody can do it. I don't know. It is a lot of work. There's a lot of like, this business, it's a lot of tedious stuff. And in like leaving, top loading, pricing everything from $1 to thousands of dollars. Like, Mark and I buy a lot of stuff and we're always just organizing and pricing and like, that's tedious, but it's fun. Like, we both love cars. So it's fun to like, even boxes we bought a while back, we just pull out and go through and like, oh, I remember this. This is cool. This is fun. Like, that's the fun part of it. Even though it's work, it's fun. But like, you try to find that balance.
All right. So before I let you guys go, though, one more time, can you let the people know what you're doing on Black Friday, where you're located, and the phone number?
Yeah. So Black Friday, we're doing a trade night from 6 to 8. We're doing, there'll be giveaways, hang out, have some pizza, drinks, and everything.
And we're located. Pizza? I missed that the first time, man.
Oh yeah, pizza. Right next to Ray's Pizza. Give them a shout out. We're in St. Clair Shores, 29636 Harper Avenue. Phone number is 586-859-7091. You can find us on Instagram at Detroit Sports Cards and Facebook.
And they're always looking to buy, show up for the, they have all these like specials going on for Black Friday. Is that just one day deal on those specials, by the way, for like, the boxes and sales?
We'll do it all weekend.
You'll do it all weekend?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So go on down there and see, get some for the holidays before they all sell like this Topps Chrome update stuff. So hopefully you guys get some, I know you guys are getting some more in. So be on the lookout for that, people. Guys, thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate it, man. That's fun.
Absolutely. As always, guys, thanks for downloading, listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed, let somebody know about it. As always, keep collecting.